Harper Audio presents A Girl's Guide to Vampires by Katie McAllister, performed by Karen White. Chapter 1. Gin makes me brilliant.
No, Joy, you just think gin makes you brilliant. Gin makes you sodded. Chocolate makes you brilliant.
I looked at the reflection in the French door of the dark-haired woman sitting next to me in a circle of lit candles, and shook my head with a solemnity that I hoped belied the aforementioned soddedness. My reflection shook her head as if to warn me. I decided to heed the warning and carefully set down my glass. Chocolate has many powers, most notably in the area of adding heft to my hips. But gin, in fact, makes me brilliant. Our companion drifted around the room, lighting more scented candles, pausing to raise her eyebrows at the sight of our mutual friend snorting with laughter into her vodka martini.
No more libations of a vodka nature for you, Roxanne, Miranda warned before lighting one last candle and dropping down onto a taupe and green leaf print rug across from us. The goddess doesn't grant her blessings upon those who are soused. Joy, what is it you are being brilliant about?
I plucked the lime wedge from my gin and tonic and sucked the gin-soaked meaty pulp from it, mentally bemoaning my Amazonian stature, as Miranda, with the grace of a gazelle who had been taking ballet lessons since birth, pulled her long, slender legs into a lotus position. I gave a moment over to damning the Viking jeans that left me towering over most women and many men.